The Alaska Republican Party's executive committee has blocked incoming party chair Russ Millette from taking his position. In a meeting last night, the committee voted to oust Millette, who was elected to the chairman's position at the party's annual state convention in April of last year. Millette says he's weighing his options to fight the decision.
What took place last night was illegal by party rules. They knew it was illegal, and they did it anyway because they have something that they don't want known, and I'm not quite sure what that is. They said that I didn't raise money for the party as finance chairman, so therefore they're removing me as chairman-elect, which I was last night, and they didn't want me to become chairman today.
The executive committee meeting was supposed to have been held today when Millette was due to start his term of office. Instead, Millette says the meeting was moved up to Thursday night to exclude him from voting. Millette can appeal the executive committee's action to the Republican State Central Committee, which can overthrow the decision. He has 10 days to file an appeal. Republican officials have named incoming vice chair Deborah Brown as the new party chair. Former chair Randy Riedrich explains.
By rule, she became, since we did not have a chair elect to fill the chairmanship, and she became the vice chair elect, became the vice chair, and since there was no chairman, she is now the chairman as of midnight last night.
Joe Miller, the party's 2010 candidate for Senate, says the establishment is trying to tamp down dissent.
The problem of having a corrupt GOP establishment that just simply will not accept Democratic outcomes, this is not the first time we've dealt with a situation like this. It's unfortunate, and I think it's going to hurt the party. The conservative cause is just going to be emboldened. I don't think it's going to deflate activism amongst conservatives in the state.
The leadership shakeup happens just as Miller is starting to reemerge. He's considering a 2014 Senate campaign against Mark Begich, and he says he met with the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee last week. But Miller says he's still a few weeks away from a decision.